Welcome to this episode of the Security Clearance Careers Podcast, Clearcast, your source for security clearance, intelligence community, espionage, national security, and defense contracting updates. In our exclusive interviews with intelligence community and government leaders.
This podcast is brought to you by Leidos. Leidos makes the world safer, healthier, and more efficient through technology, engineering, and science. Learn about Leidos careers and join their team of 47,000 who every day help their customers execute an important mission on the front lines of the world's most complex markets. Go to www.careers.leidos.com today. Leidos, making smart smarter.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our third episode of the Clearance Jobs Game Show. I am your host, Katie Helbling, and I have my guest, Phoebe Wells, our PR and Partnerships Manager on the line. And we're going to talk about cyber tips. Cybersecurity is always, no matter if it's like Cybersecurity Awareness Month, it should always be at the forefront of everyone's mind for anybody who does business in the United States, but particularly for security clearance holders and those who are working within the defense industrial base. As we know, threat actors, hackers, ransomware attacks, cyber attacks, I mean, they're constantly in the headlines. So today we're going to talk about all of the cyber tips that users should really be aware of. And so Phoebe, thank you for being vulnerable with us again. And welcome back to the third episode of this game show.
Are you nervous about this one?
Honestly, no, because I failed so miserably on the last one that I know that I can't do any worse than that. So
that's a great attitude. So let's go ahead and get started with our first question. So what is a common method hackers use to gain access to passwords? And so I'm going to make this multiple choice for you. So okay. Is it A, phishing, B, firewall, C, encryption, or D, antivirus software?
I think it's phishing, but with a PH. Yay!
Ding, 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 ding. For all my fish band fans out there, this one's for you. No, but phishing attacks are constantly happening. You get an email with a link. Maybe you need to check the email address to make sure that it's not, you know, kind of fudged in some way. So that's a very common attack. And, you know, even one that is growing in popularity are text messages. So someone will pose as your maybe CFO, COO, or even your CEO and say, hey, I need you, you know, to click on this link. And so these are very common attacks. And then I know that we've even reported on recently at news.clearancejobs.com the growing popularity of quishing, which I'm not the biggest fan of the name, but essentially this is kind of merging the, you know, the link aspect of phishing scams and incorporating that within the popularity of QR codes. Hmm. So, Phoebe, when's the last time you scanned a QR code?
Ooh, at a restaurant recently. Right? That's where their menus were. So,
okay. Well, and so, I mean, as a restaurant you go to, you obviously trust, okay, they have their menu here. I'm going to scan it. Maybe there's a threat actor that's switching up the QR code. So something certainly to be aware of.
Yep.
So great job on that first question, Phoebes. We're one for one. And my second question for you, which of the following is not a type of malware? So is it ransomware, spyware, freeware, or Trojan horse?
Is it freeware?
Freeware. That is correct. Yay! That is not a type of malware. So ransomware is when a hacker is basically holding something of yours hostage and asking for money. Spyware, we all know that's
where something is put on the computer and they can see everything you do.
Perfect. Yep. You know, spyware. And then Trojan horse, it's, you know, like the old story goes, it's something that comes through your email that you're essentially inviting in that is not something that you want on your machine. So very good. Freeware is not a type of malware. So my third question for you, I am so bad at using this, but what does the term VPN stand for and what is its primary purpose? So is it A, virtual private network and to secure and privatize your internet connection? Is it B, variable protection net to filter out dangerous websites? C, verified public network to verify the safety of public Wi-Fi? Or D, vital password notification to notify users of password breaches? So is it A, virtual private network, B, variable protection net, C, verified public network, or D, vital password notification?
I believe it is A.
A, virtual private network. Yay! Like I said, I'm really bad at using it at home. However, if I ever go into a public space, best believe I'm getting on the VPN.
Heck
so,
yeah.
Phoebe, are you willing to share how you are accessing the VPN?
Well, I actually do use it at home sometimes, but that's just because my home network doesn't allow me to get onto Google Analytics. So I have to log into our VPN to get to Google Analytics. And then, you know, I don't often work at coffee shops right now, but in the near future, I expect to be. And I know I have to go log in through a VPN when I'm at a coffee shop working on our work-related things.
Wonderful. Yeah. If you work in this space, hopefully in any space, your company employs the use of a VPN. So that's a very important one. We are doing really good this go around, Phoebes. You are 3 for 3, right? And so number 4, which of the following cybersecurity practices is considered the weakest for securing accounts? Is it A, using multi-factor authentication? B, creating long, complex passwords? C, changing passwords frequently, or D, using the same password for multiple accounts? So which of the following cyber practices is considered the weakest for securing accounts?
D.
And if you need me to repeat those, that's
fine. No, as soon as you said using the same passwords multiple times for multiple different accounts, I was like, no, that's a bad idea, guys. Real bad idea.
Yes. And anyone who works for the government is certainly no stranger to how often you have to change your password, all of the parameters for what the new password is. And sometimes it's a little too secure. And they also tell you not to write them down in a little notebook. So yes.
How are you supposed to remember them?
Right. So using the same password for multiple accounts, that is certainly a weak tactic if you are trying to have good cyber hygiene and good cybersecurity posture. So my 5th and final question for you, like I said, Phoebes, you did so good for this episode of our game show. Let's see if we can make it 5 for 5.
Okay.
And so what is the main function of a firewall in computer security? Is it A, to detect and remove viruses? B, to manage the computer's power supply? C, to monitor and control incoming and outgoing network traffic based on predetermined security rules, or D, to encrypt data stored on the computer?
Ooh, I think that one is C, because it's like monitoring traffic.
Okay. Yep. Ding, 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 ding. I'm so proud of you, Phoebes. 5 for 5. So yeah, the main function of a firewall is to monitor and control incoming and outgoing network traffic based on predetermined security rules that I'm sure your cybersecurity team has employed. And so, like I said, even outside of Cyber Awareness Month, it's really important that we all maintain good cyber hygiene. And that's not just for, you know, using your company machine. I think it's all really also important on a personal level for yourself and your families, making sure that they know some of these rules. We live in such a digital world, and like kids are like getting younger and younger and having cell phones. And so, I mean, I think cybersecurity and then operational security, just making sure that all of those guidelines are really outlined, like I said, for your family and for your professional life is super important. And so, Phoebes, any closing thoughts as we close out this episode of the Clearance Jobs Game Show?
It's just an honor to be here again. And I'm so glad that, you know, I redeemed myself. So, yeah, it's
good. It truly
did.
You truly did. And so before we close out, I will tease to some of our newest swag if anyone watching or listening has not gotten. It is an election year. And so Secret Squirrel for President, we have some really amazing swag surrounding this campaign. It's a candidate that we can all get behind and we can all agree on. And so we have really amazing shirts. We're going to have stickers coming out. We have these incredible vote for Secret Squirrel buttons. So please feel free to check out clearancejobs.shop. And as always, if you have questions on the security clearance process, please subscribe to clearancejobsblog.com.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of ClearedCast. Hit the subscribe button and share this episode with your friends and colleagues. For more security clearance updates and national security career advice, subscribe to news.clearancejobs.com. If you have an active clearance, refresh your profile and search Cleared Careers at clearancejobs.com.